Shutaf Mari. Voldemaisim and Reish Chavdalet. Now, the Sugya of the Shulchan Aruch does not seem to follow the Gemara's. It just seems to be, to me, the reason this order is this way is from Simon Reish Chavdalet onwards is Birch Sariya, things that you see. However, from Simon Reish Yud Ches and Tul Reish Chavdalet is not Be'ik and things that you see. That means Reish Yud Ches is Sh'os Nisim, and they said it happened to you, and when you see the Malkan. And after the Reish Yud Ches, you're giving Birch Sagoimel Beida. And then for the four things, and then we have afterwards Linim Chalaimis Chalaim Toiv Atovas Chalaim, then the Hidah on Geshem, the Shmua Toiva, Abayis Chadosh, Kem Chadoshim, things that you bought, things that you owe. So even though sometimes you see you make the bracha, but Ikka the bracha is really a bracha Hidah, and not negir to specifically seeing things. Here on in the next couple of simanim are things that you make a bracha what you see. Therefore, the order seemed to be that way, and therefore going back in Perkaroya, back to Daflin Zayin. Our Simon Reish Chavdalad, the Be'erach, 13 different brachas brought down in the Simon. That means even though the Mishnah only says one of them, the Gemara has 13 brachas over here. To go through each one. First, the Mishnah Daflin Dalad brings down that when a person first sees an ace, that's the first thing. Then the second thing, when a person sees a mokum, there is nekah, the void of Zara, you make a bracha. When the Gemara brings it down, it starts over the stage beforehand, and after Zainan Beis, and says, when someone sees a Makoilis, he makes a bracha, Baruch Shinosun Erech Apayim Lo'ivler Etzenu. Now, first, this Indian of making this bracha, there are different klolim over here. We go through some of the klolim. First, one klol is, when you see this Avodah Zarah, based upon the end of the Simen, and best of the mission, after Dalid, Rabbi Yehuda, when someone sees Yam HaGadol is within Shloshim Yom, not make a bracha only afterwards. Says Allah Chavir, also you see that Avodah Zarah within 30 days, you will not make a bracha only afterwards. Building upon this in of 30 days, says the Mishibura, 3 points negate the idea of Avodah Zarah. One, he says, this in is, let's say you go from this city to another city. And you see the Avodah Zarah in a second city. Since it's the same min that you saw in this city, as the getter being within 30 days, therefore he quotes the Magar Avram, the Maishi will not make a bracha. The second point, he quotes the Magar Avram, Balosh and Efshir. The person, when he's less than by mitzvah, does not make the bracha. He came now by mitzvah, now he's mechuyev in the bracha, but since it's within 30 days, also a person should not make a bracha, because he was still within 30 days. A third point, he quotes a chiddush from the Eli Rabbah, they want to tell you that, let's say, you do not see, but since in the world, people live amongst these churches over here, or these avodah zarahs over here, therefore it's as if it's within 30 days, therefore not to make a bracha. The first, that's negating 30 days. Practically, when we see a place, the Avodah Zarah, do we make this bracha of Shnosna Erech Apayim? Do we make this bracha? Now the side of the bracha I want to point out, what's the side over here, the bracha? That we should realize that they give Erech Apayim to someone's over at Sinai, Allah has kama v'kama to us, Nei Yisrael, Bonim Lakash Baruch Hu, Sun Lakash Baruch Hu, have Erech Apayim for us. That's the Musa Shabbai. But do we make this bracha as manazah? For example, when a person sees a church, do you make this bracha? Or you go to a classic place, there's a church outside, you should make this bracha over here. So they point out 4 separate reasons why the Maisa not to make this bracha. One is, first the Gemara says, Haroi l'makulis. Come on, Taisus, so 2 Taisus on the page, one after another, and after Zayin obeys. The first one says, what says makulis is lav dafka. The Lashon, you want to say, the Kiyas, the Gemara, is Haroi mokum makulis. Therefore, any of my desire is this halacha. The next Taisus, come on the Ri, he wants to say, no, dafka makulis. It's a new thing that was built. They're placing and throwing stones constantly. So the Ke'ilu, it's a new thing that's Mechudish over here. Mashenki, something's in Kveh, the Mokum over here. The Maisen not to make the Bracha. So we have the Rishito that's Cheshit by the Kavah Chaim Ushirkas Zagdailo, not to make a Bracha, only in the case of Makulis. Aleph. Not put down Paiskim. Aleph. Second reason, is Ramo. Kamal Amor, he wants to tie into the fact that we have Megadol amongst the Vodah Zarah. Does not seem to have the sensitivity for it. And therefore, the Bush Aruch HaShulchan says, we're not going to discuss this halacha of the Aruch HaShulchan, because not Negea, we're amongst the churches over here, or the Avodah Zarah, and therefore we're not matching this idea. A third reason, the Bach, brought down the Ritaz HaMag Avram, that he has a kash at the end of the Simon by Sif Yudal, if it says, by the case of a house of Avodah Zarah, you say a posuk, Veis Goyim Yasech Hashem. The question is, what's going on? What happened to the bracha? So says the Bach, is a chilek when you see the Avodah Zarah itself, or you see the house of the Avodah Zarah? Are you seeing the pestle itself, or are you seeing the bias? Seeing the bias, the church itself, that's Sif Yud Aleph, that's the Pasuk. Seeing the Avodah Zarah itself, that's where you say the bracha over here. And Bedek Tal, we're not seeing the Avodah Zarah, that's why we don't make the bracha. We're telling this halacha, but Mishnah by us, the same idea. It means on this Bach. A fourth point, the interesting question is, in general, what is the church? Are they Avodah Zarah? If you see India, the Avodah Zarah itself, then yeah, you make this bracha, correct. Yes. The fourth point, when you're not in India, you're places where usually the Christianity is around, you see the church over here. So there is a shallow, what exactly is the church? And that's when the Goyim themselves seem to argue between the Catholics and the Protestants. The Catholics seem to understand that most like Avodah Zarah is three powers with the one God, Masha Enkin. Protestants are three different attributes negated to one God. And they're really arguing what they themselves are. Is it three different powers or three different midas? Boy, they get involved with exactly what they really believe over here. So you get involved, first of all, what are they? Sounds to me, Ashela, depends on what you're seeing, Krishna or Protestant. Boy, Rav Shlomo Gittin is, what you're seeing exactly, the Shasiv Erev is not a pesel. It just represents the Oysa Ish, that person. The person himself, he's their God. So there are no real pesels over here in their churches. There's no such thing. They're not bound down to anything. They're bound down to something that represents something. There's no pesel over here. So one time, there's nothing really to say on the Avodah Zarah. There's no Avodah Zarah. The Avodah Zarah is what in the mind, in their seichel. There's no Avodah Zarah per se over here. So for these reasons, it sounds like with Manazah, the Ilum Mais does not make this bracha. Again, we have before Shema that way. We have where the Tais is over here. We have this where the Christian Mais does not apply over here. If we did not make it, boy, they say, loved after a case of a church. Certainly a case they get to the Muslim. Certainly an only Lichligeta of a false god. They don't seem to have any pestle over here, and all the svaras apply. Therefore, again, when you see the masks, you don't say this bracha over here. Now, there are two side points over here in the Mishnah Berurah. One he discusses that why are we calling this his name of Ezer Makulis? He says, because really Makulis is not his real name. His name is dot, dot, dot. And he says, the reason why we're not saying his name is because it's usher to say the name of Ezer, say his name. Pasuk Mishpatim. Can't mention the name of the Avodah Zarah. So the shell is, when you read the Mishnah Berurah, before he said this is the Isser, were you allowed to be the Mishnah Berurah? He says his real name is mm-mm, and you can't say it because Osla Askiri. Well, how do you read the Mishnah Berurah? Are you allowed to read the Mishnah Berurah? Are you allowed to read these things? No, Taisha is saying it. Taisha says the real name is not Makulas, not the Gemara. Other cases, but not this case over here. It's a Taisus. Doing with this, we had a question. The beginning of the Dalit, the mission does not say to make Shema Malchus by all these brachas over here. It said Taisus, the reason why he left it out, because you would have said the bracha, baruch atah Hashem, kingdom al chaylom, someone would have read the Mishnah, and the Mishnah would have said Hashem's real name, now say Hashem's real name. It says the Taisus, baruch atah Hashem, kingdom al chaylom. So he cleared that a lot of Taisus. And we said, look, you now read Taisus. You have to say, Baruch Atah Hashem. Can you say the Shema Adlus? So how the Maisa do you read the Mishnah Berurah? So it gets involved in the question over here, what happens when you have a Avodah Zarah that's not around anymore? It's Mevotel. Is it Nechel to get a Avodah Zarah? So I came across Oil Chedar in Sanhedrin, Daf Samad Gimel. He declares, if an Avodah Zarah is not around anymore, what's the Halacha? I last say the name of Avodah Zarah or not? He says, what's nafkamino? When you read Taisus on the signal of Yamakulis, how do we read Taisus? Is it the Kri or is it the Ksiv? How exactly do we read Taisus? Do you say the Isis or say the words? Doesn't know. How do we read Taisus? Lysa, the Izirayim, Sefer Mitzvahs, he wants a title that all the psukim that are said in the Torah with Avodah Zarah, a person last say the psukim, it's Gemara, says Izirayim, you know why? Because the Torah is saying things that were mavutal already. Explains the Gilyoner Shas, because the Medrash brings down the Akash Baruch Hu, Kav Yochel keeps all the mitzvahs. If Klal Yisrael can say the Avodah Zarah, Akash Baruch Hu say the Avodah Zarah. So therefore, says Yireim, it must be everything that's said in the Torah was Mevotel. And then Hashem will say it, we can say it. So we see, number one, we see a Klal, the things of Mevotel you allow to say. A right to the Yireim is, this is the Avodah Zarah they switched. Why? Because it was not Mevotel. It's called Makulis, not Gilus. Whatever the lesson was. Are you allowed to switch it or not? Plumaisa, we have the Shiloh. The rain comes out, anything was mevotel, you're allowed to say. There's before she rain that way, and there's a chaznish, you're there, the simmons tamchalif, any of us that's mevotel, you are allowed to say. Now the question is makulis mevotel or not? As far as I understand, we don't have makulis nowhere in the world. There's an interesting tshuva by the Beis Yitzchok. burnt down by the Dakatruva in Yodei Simkuf Mem Zayin, discusses a kusei over Greek mythology. Most of Greek mythology, all these different gods, are gods. Their names are representing gods. I last say it. So come on the base, Yitzchok, and says, he's choshes, you cannot say them. I don't want to say the names. Actually, maybe everyone knows all the names over here by the mythology. He says he can't say them. You know what? Because maybe around the world there are different tribes who believe in these things. So it sounds like the Soid Mavotul, he holds you're allowed to say the name. But we don't know if it's Mavotul or not. Maybe in today's day and age, we have more information that goes around the world, or we know all the mythology is Batul Mavotul. If not, maybe you could say this Greek mythology, that Greek mythology, and then we could say Echadami Makulis, we the Mishnah Berurah straight. So I'm not sure the Metzius, if we have Makulis around the world or not. If we don't have it around the world, going back to the Raid and the Chazan, so might be allowed to read the Mishnah Berurah straight. And who the best right is, because otherwise the Mishnah Berurah really fooled you. You should like switch the order around. So you can't say that. He says first the name, then you can't say it. She said he can't say it, then the name. It's not like Mishnah Berurah held, it's Mavotul.
Just being practical, see, a person can't say B-U-D-D-A.
Do what?
Being practical, a person would not be able to say B-U-D-D-A.
I don't know if that's in the Vazara.
But do you say that there is?
That's the name of. So let's go maybe one more step. One more step, and I have to make it practical. In this idea of Shemlehim Achim Loshaskiru, this pasuk over here, it's a deraiso. It's a Gemara Sanhedrin, brought down again clear in the Shulchan Aruch, Yedesim Kufim Zayin. Can you say Yoshko? Can you say Jesus? Plain and simple. You're allowed to say his name. Are you allowed to? So there's a Shir Knesset Agdolo that says that anything's Lahov and Lahoyu to teach you, I just taught you the name, you're allowed to say over. He says, I'll bring your right against himself, this Mishnah Berurah, Taisus. Taisus says, Makulas come to tell you these halachas, and they switch the name. So it sounds like he's not clear Lahov and Lahoyu from our Sugya. But Maisa, another point in Yeshu, is first of all, what's his real name? So the Rambam and the Frankel Rambams, they put back from the censors and Hilchos Malachim, it says his name, real name is Yeshua, Yudshin Vav Ayin. Yeshua, deliverance. Now, why do we call him Yeshu? It says Toysu Ben Ephraim, because Yeshu stands for Yimach Shemai V'Zechroi. Toysu says we call him Oysa Ish, because Oysa Ish Gematru Yeshu Or. We call him Yeshua Noitzri, says a Maral, Maril. Because we tell them they come from Nazareth, from Noitzer. But what we mean, Yeshua Noitzer is born from a Isha, not an Immaculate Conception. And that's means a Mamzer, Yeshua the Mamzer. We call him Yeshu, so Taisu Ben Ephraim, and Gematria Orem. So that's why we call him these things over here. Agav Taisu there writes that Yeshu, the Taisu quotes that Ben Tam is the Bala Chaloim, the Mal Chaloim. Where's the Simon for Yeshu in the Torah? She says, in the Pasuk of Yelech, in 2 weeks from now, the pasuk over there says, "Lehei necha oretz." Lehei necha oretz is gematria Yeshu Miriam. Yeshu and his mother. Same gematria. Agav, what's the gematria? 612. The person's not makbid about that one mitzvah, but one thing. The Yeshu Miriam. Lehei necha oretz. That's who they are. Agav. But the mindset we have over here, not going to be makbid one point over here, that's who we represent. We have the idea of Yeshu. Now, that's we call him that. But we not say his name. Can we say Yeshua? We say Jesus. So Be'etzim, they point out, the Rishonim speak out, you say it over here, that when the Pasuk says, Shem Elohim Achirim Lo Yisaskiru, what's Elohim Achirim? Meaning, when someone is a name of a Koyach, a name of a God, a name of a power, let's say, for example, a person was born in the name Tim. His name was Tim. And afterwards, he turned to God 20, 30 years later. And now we call him Tim. That's the name, Tim. That's the name. Says the Mordechai, says Yerayim, his name was Yeshu, that's his name, Yeshua, that's his name, that's Yeshua. He turned to a god 30 years later, he said he was a god, whatever. But it's 30 years later. Therefore, says Yerushalayim, if you look at the Gois Maimonides in the Frankel that was put back, also there, his example is, who he allowed to say over? He says, Yeshua Noitzi, you allowed to say his name. Because that's his name is Yeshua. You allowed to say Jesus, that's Be'etzim's name. The Goyin in Yodei Yisim Kufim Zayin, he says the example you're allowed to say over, that's not the Issa, according to Yerushalayim, he says Oysa Ish. He won't say the name, but he says the example is Oysa Ish. That's the example. The document shows others being down.
Is the moment of the howl,
that's Xmas?
Yeah.
That's the second part of his name.
We'll get it, fine. So basically, a name that's not the deity itself, it's just his name, that happens to be his name, we see there's no Issa per se to say it. Now, why do we don't say it? We call him Yeshu is machshir by v'zichron oisa ishni and he's an orav. Why? Because we're mach min akir and all the bloodshed and the akir's atayro and everything he presents. That means even though there are things that technically might be mut over here, except we stay away from that. That means everyone knows by Cheset, the course is Shasin Erev, the Ilan breaks it off. The Aloch and Ramon Kufim Al says Mutter. Everyone knows when we make a T, we make a loop over there. A Vad is Mutter. The plus sign, make a half a plus sign. It's Mutter. That's not a Shail, it's Mutter. But we stay away from the disgusting things, what they represent, what they are.
Could it be that they'll be made because of Mashituf? Because
of Machlaikis and Machlaikis? No, they're saying this is an example. Is
the issue. Using it because they're saying, if it's about a Zerman.
No. They're saying his name is his name. That's who he's born. He was born, that's the name. They're being very clear. Now, the Shail is the second part of his name. The CH, that he means he was anointed, that's interesting Shiloh. That's giving Cheshivas to him already. That I see Burks one time says Deraisa, although my father was not Deraisa, not mention his name, that's giving Cheshivas to Avadazaro. That might say Kensei. That might say also. Now, if you say it in anger, I hear people say that's not Cheshivas. You're saying you could use that's Yeshlod, what that is exactly.
That's what they do.
Oh, you're calling out.
That's what they're going to.
You're calling out.
You're not calling out to them. You just want to say some not nice words, and that's your not nice word.
Oh.
So I'm not sure how to look at that. Well, Maisa, again, we don't say his name, we say Yeshu. And we don't say the last name, that might be Shalva Deraisa. But Maisa, they get to our sugya, things in the Maisa Mavotel sounds like should be Mutter, shouldn't be a problem. This is the second sugya we had, which brings down to Erchagav, also among our Rav, about going to theaters, going to stadiums. Now, Mishmur is very clear, even a theater of Yisraelim, even when Yidim makes a theater over here, it's Nechon the Issa, Moshe Leitzim. The shallow, basically very simple. How can you ever have any play? Schools make plays. Girls, right? They have only 80 shekels. Go. Maisa is nichol. It sounds like best should be also. Your schools also. Concerts. Camps have these things.
Concerts.
Right. Concerts. All these going to zoo. Anything. There's these camps. They all these places.
So you get to watch football.
Right, a football match or it's Moshe Leitzim. There's a big problem. What says on the page sounds like what's going on is very bad. Let's take it a step further. This is also Moshe Leitzim. It's Betzim is a Mechaber in Hilcha Shabbos. The Simon Shin Zayin Sif Tez Zayin. The Mechaber discusses reading books. Any book. Books of Malachim fighting with each other, even the Isser of Moshe Leitzim. That means any novel that's printed by Feldheim or Art School, the Mechaber says it's Osir. Whether it's a spider or the web or the hearts of gold, one or two, or ice, or I don't know what's out there. I got some of the names, right? Yeah. So there are different things out there that Mr. Kaplan says over when people come to his house, he used to work with Feldheim, he used to ask for a black bag to walk out with to buy the books. He said, Marashach, if you hold this Osir, then why doing it? If you hold this Mortar, why need the black bag for it? And some people are embarrassed. So what do you have in your house for? It's an osir, it's a mutter. What exactly is going on? It sounds like Be'etzim, the whole idea of Moshe Leitzim is from reading books and theaters. What does that have to
like for men?
Oh, so you can get... So Pashas is interesting. People go to Simon Shinzai and says, no, it's for everybody. Everybody. Everyone. Well, let's make it more practical. How can you read Yeshiva World or Kiki Shabbos or Matziv or any of these different websites? Of course, it's literally the concept of Moshe Leitzim. But Raya takes you 1 minute to get in the bank and 2 hours to get out of the websites. Fine, well, I said that's the story of the Moshe Leitzim. Well, what is the heter? How can they have these things that are technically the kosher sites and the filters let in? How can they have that? So the Chur, the Yisoid over here is trying to defend it. I think these, it's not just Eis Lashem. A little bit more than that. I think the Yisoid of the Isser is the heter. That means the Isser and Moshe Leitzim, before shimming down, is to be Moshe Chalalev away from Torah, and therefore lead you to go after the Gashmias and away from Torah. If today's day and age, if you don't give a person what they call a kosher place to relax and an outlet, a place to see things, whether it's going to shows or reading books or reading things, then people will go to a place that they're not as kosher. And therefore, a still be Moshe Chalev after the Gashmias and Moshe Chalev after Yisroel and Bayot over here. They say the Gemara at the end of the first paragraph of Kedushin says, when you want to do an Avera, go dress up black and do it, no one knows you. They say, why do we do that today? You go dress up black, go where no one knows you, see all your friends there. Right? The Maisa, if I catch me, Moshe, it doesn't work out that way exactly. So, this idea of a, yeah?
Argues.
Okay, I'm not thinking about Medea or anyone Pacific. They went to a shower, whatever, okay. Just the concept of Shavuot is that, I heard another Rav say, that the Gemara says that you teach Noshim Torah, kill them to Tiflis. What if you teach them Naris Kite? So, how can the Beis Yaakov teach them all these things over here? So, the Rav said very simple. Listen, they're learning Naris Kite. They are anyway. So, let's teach them, at least Torah will be the Naris Kite. With all the focus. It's a better of an outlet of teaching Narishkeit. So I think you said it this way, Moshe Kalev, if you don't give a person a kosher place to go see these things and appreciate these things, now again, it's not for everyone, and people should not, you have to realize, it's not the correct thing. These places that you read things, whether it's the books, or these sites, or these places to go, it's not. But you have to know yourself. Some people, you don't have these things, it really eats them up, and they go to the wrong things. That means it was one of the arguments to have, why are these kosher sites and not sports? It's a great argument. Because people have to go to the not kosher sites to go see sports. Because they have this title for it, which is a problem. Nothing technically wrong with it. Maybe it is, because the whole Yisrael is past. Instead of, what is sports? Past time. It's to waste time. That's what the sports is, to waste time. It is Yisrael of Moshe Leitzim. It's interesting, Shiloh, why don't you put more things on, or maybe make two levels on the Yeshiva world? One for those who try to be better, and one try to be worse. It's interesting, Shiloh, over here. But the Yisrael over here of Moshe Leitzim, why do we have these things for? You don't give girls place to make, appearance to go to it. They'll find other ways to, for outlets to release their energy. And today we have time, as my father says over all the time. Today we have all these therapists to help us out. And you remember when he was a kid in the Haim, we had sites as I'm a sugar. We had no time to be crazy. We were so busy working from morning to night, we had no time. Today, you know, we have work 4 days. The rest of the time is free time. They were trying to pass time. And Corona locks everyone off. We need things to go do. And people told me so many things were matter during Corona because they need things to go do. So you rather matter the, what they call kosher things, they're not kosher things.
But going to sports games together?
It's the same thing. Again, not in the summer going to sports games, going to Chol HaMoed, when it's raining outside, when at nighttime, when the weather's out and there's no problem to see us, then you have not just a minion, you have a shtiebel over there in the sports stadiums over here. And nothing against it. I've been there and I've seen very kosher people there with their kids. It's a great place to go because on Chol HaMoed, you can have 5 days, 4 days, 3 days. You have to bring them somewhere. You have a choice. Either you watch them and take them to a place that are kosher, or other things happen.
What's an afternoon in a Zoom and a baseball?
No, it's the same concept.
No.
Because baseball, you idolize them. The idol, they call that. They're the shame of Leisachonim. They're the Issa of Leisachonim Betzim. The Zoo, no one's idols in the line. No one wants to be a lion. No one wants to be the power of a lion. No one wants to be a lion.
You almost see how the guy does the
gets the flower there.
I'll be mad at you.
He
sees the night tables
get empty. Now, fine. Sipes is basically the Mishnah. When someone sees a mock in the oikid of Aydazara, locha id make a bracha of avsha okra of Aydazara at Seinu. So again, it's not clear what defines Aydazara, if it's a church or not the case of a church. This is Shiloh over here. It's a dafka. When Oikim Eretz Yisrael is all Mekomis Eretz Yisrael, or Dafka, even one place Eretz Yisrael, Dafka Moshe, of course, Tosfos will say, has to be the whole entire Eretz Yisrael, it's not a Gera. But Shmuel says, Paschim, not like Tosfos, even one Mekom there, Oikim Eretz Yisrael, the Maisi should make this bracha over here. They point out, this Aloch is Dafka Negera to a church, and not Negera to a case of a mask. Siv Gimel is Gemara when he sees the place in Bavel, or Shah. Now the Gemara says you make five brachas over here. Gemara lists all five different cases. The first case, you see Bavel itself, you make this bracha baruch atah Hashem, l'kenem el chaylam, shichiv Bavel ha-Rasha. Now, practically, what does that mean? So, Zilberstein has a tshuva that discusses in 1991 during the Gulf War, they had a melchama with Bavel, Iraq, part of Iraq, and the question was, the tayasim, they flew over it, should they make the bracha? You pass kinyah. It's a lachon shulchan aruch. You fly over Bavel, nice, you make the bracha. The only shaila is that Shefa Ayin brings down Torah Zederach, what exactly is Iraq? Oh, so the question is, what exactly is Iraq? Is Iraq Bavel or places nearer Bavel? So this is Shiloh of what it is. We see the whole entire area of things near Iraq and Iraq itself, of course, that's only Bavel. The question is Iraq itself Bavel or not? That's not that clear among the historians, I think, what exactly, where Iraq is related to Bavel. Sifei is a case, more brings down, we see 600,000 people. We see the case of Yidin, you say, Baruch Hachem Arosim. We see Goyim, you say, Apostle. Now, first, when he says being down in Shiloh, you see 600,000 people, do you say it dafka in Eretz Yisrael, even in Chutz La'aretz? The Rambam sounds like you did not say it in Chutz La'aretz. The Smag being down that way, El Rabbo, among the Geborim, Kavachayim, only in Eretz Yisrael. Tzad HaShani, they point out the steamers of Pesach on the page are not Machalik. Machal is not Machalik. We must know the Kim and Mice on the page are Mice not Machalik. They live with the Sha'ayim one time, and we do make a bracha. The Shiloh dafka in Eretz Yisrael or in Chutz La'aretz. What is the sword to Mechabd in Eretzal and Chutz La'aretz? You see 600,000, you see the Yidden. What's different where you see it? So this is a very important concept over here. Quotes Gemara, Babasa Daf Kuf Nun Chetz, Because Avid Eitzel Machkim, the Avid Eitzel makes a person smart. Therefore, in Eitzel, when you see 600,000 Yidden, Avada, we have Kol HaRoz, we have all the Das, everything over here, make a bracha, sing all Chokhmah. In Chutz Laretz, there's no Avid there, over there. You can see 600,000, you can see a million people, Mice is missing Chokhmah. To have all Chokhmah, you have to be in Eitzel. To get the Milo of Eitzel, the gives us the Chokhmah, gotta be here. That's how you make the bracha, not in Chutz Laretz. I'm not saying we pass like that. Well, the that's what Slach says, he said in the Sugya is. Now, Baruch, 8 years ago, I think. Mm-hmm. I don't know. My father was on the Shul in Alexandria, 2 days ago.
Yeah.
They made the bracha?
Oh, they were there every day.
The Chutz Laretz,
they weren't there for 30 days.
The first time they were there. Someone came to visit. It was Mitzrayim, depends upon this question. It depends upon this Machlokes.
Oh,
now, in Eitzel Baruch 8 years ago, there's something called the Million Man March. It was in Yerushalayim. Now, what they had over here was the Fruma. They went, it was in Meir Shorim, Yerushalayim over here. They brought in all the buses all around the country over here against the Medina and for, what was it for
against
again?
The Gios.
Against the Gios. Fine. So the Shaila was over there, did the person make the bracha? So, what exactly counts? So, they say over there, then what they did is the person was speaking on the mic. He says, we got a report from the police. The police said that we had 600,000 people over here. And therefore, the person made a bracha. Shem Malchus. Shem Malchus. Now, they say the videos of you want to get a hold of it. There's a video of it. They made a bracha. Now, a couple of points. First of all, the makor of this Indian 600,000 people says you all have to sing a Matan Torah.
On the microphone?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Each one said
that he said I wouldn't say it? I don't remember.
Each one said it themselves.
Yeah, I heard it more before.
Mozaki said it, right?
Yeah.
But now the shallows, first of all, the Makor is Matan Torah. What's the Makor is Matan Torah? How many people were by Matan Torah? So they say about 3 million people, except you don't count anyone less than 20, anyone above 60, and you don't count women and children. Therefore, they come out about 3 million. The question over here, what makes 600,000? If it's like Matan Torah, to suspect the Shara'ayin, it causes the question of the Sophic, does it mean from 20 to 60, 600,000 people?
So
the Yisim Chaim Kanievsky, and the Sefer Milam Al Yisoy says only men. Sefer Shara Siach, Yisim Chaim Kanievsky, it says it means everybody. So right, so Shara is Masopic. Mice is a great question. So right, so there's a section over there of women, and there are people less than 20, and all the high school all came in. Right? So they had over there, and people above 60 were there. My father was there. So Maiso, we have, if it's like Matan Torah, so Chaim, one says it one way or another way, and Shara'ayin says Maiso is not clear. What Maiso is the level? Is it like Matan Torah, like Chayzi Klares by Shishi Mibur on Shabbos? What does it mean with women and children or not? That's Aleph. Second point is, Maiso, I'm not exactly sure why the police hope you believe them. Why the number for? Why the number?
In the morning they gave the paper. I remember it had Rosh Terbuch and Reb Chaim.
The what?
Said it had a machlekes if you could say it when you only see part of it. But everyone was invited. They knew that there would be a turnout.
There do be a lot. They said that we got a. If I remember, he announced that the head of the police called and said we have 600,000 people. Now, they mean maybe 650 is knock off the women. The mice said the women were on a different section. They came, the women came.
They probably weren't calling to say some rabbi. Like, wow, we have 600,000.
Right, so the mice, I'm not sure whether they're Nemun. And if I was a police, I'd like to make the number higher for the rabbi who wants to know. I'm not sure Chloe is a Nemun for. Maybe Shabbat Mitch is head of the police, which I doubt in this country is. Number three is the postman's call says also, what's the Siddur saying? That Mizrahi is inside a building. He knows about it. What's saying? The fact that I see one section while I was outside, that I saw one section of 600,000. That means the same with Sha'iron wants to tie them. Maybe the third of 600,000, meaning either I'm on top and I see everything, or they all pass by. By Levi, you know, everyone passes by. Eventually you see everyone within a half hour. That's seeing 600,000 people. That's seeing something. The fact you're in a building, you're only in a little one section over here. You see 600,000, you're making a buck on something you don't really see. So the three questions on this story, maybe they knew better. Maybe they know. I don't know. Maybe they had a video of seeing everything. I'm being mefakpik where the psak came from.
It was
Chaim
and Rosh Terbuch. I don't remember who said
what. Show it to me. I haven't said. Show me what it says. I'd love to see what it says. The psak is, if you read words a lot of times, the psak says if you see 600,000 people, you make a bracha. Okay, no, that's
no,
like
no,
a
about this. They
I would love to see the words what he signed, what he said. Fine. The Sukh is Mamshech, when a person sees a Chacham. Now, in the case of a Chacham of Ubas Aylam, the Chacham of Yisrael. Chacham of Yisrael, you make a bracha, Baruch Shechot, Mechachmasa, the Reyav. And the Chacham of Ubas Aylam, you make a bracha, Baruch Shechot, Mechachmasa, the Basa, the Dom. They point out two different points between the bracha, the chilah between a Yisrael and a Gai. Number one, by Yisrael we say Shecholak, by Gai we say Shenosan. And second, by Yisrael we say Lireyav, Mashenki, by a Gai we end up Basa, the Dom. First, in Geti Reyav, they point out why say Nosk of Reyav, not Bas of Dom. So the Farshim say that a Chacham of Yisrael is not a Reyav, it's just Kin Chacham. A person has to have Yiras Hashem, has to have, not that, the Chacham doesn't count. So it has to be Reyav. That's inside the Yisrael, not inside the Goy. Now, inside the beginning Nosk, we have the idea of, by Goy, Gesh Lefenenu, is the idea of Shnosam by Yisrael Shecholak. Now, first of all, is that the correct Gersa? They point out, you read the Rishonim, it's true that the Magen, the ripping down the Gersa of Fenenu, that by Yisrael we say the Lashon of Shecholak, and 13 different Rishonim go this way. However, you read the Rambam, he says both of them, he brings down the Gersa of Shenosan. And those who follow like him are Chaim the Kolboy. The Meiri brings down both of them, the Gersa of Shecholak. The Avudavon goes this way. At Sad Revi, the same at Tzedel Derech, he says that the Chilbjit Shecholak and Shenosan, he switched it. By Yisrael is Shenosan, by Goy is Shecholak. There are four gerses in the Gemara what the correct Nosach is in this bracha. L'maisa, the way the Machab examines like the Rav Yishayinim, the Gersel of Hanenu, Shechol the Goy on the case of Yisrael, Shenosan on the case of a Goy. That's clearly how we paskin. Now, what is the reason why we switch the Nosach from Shechol to Shenosan by a case of a Goy? So we have two reasons, the Beis Yosef. The first reason he wants a Taina, that Lashon Shecholak is where a Chelik of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Tachas, Kisa HaKovet, was part of Hashem, Shecholak. Masha'enkin, the Goyim Shenosan, they gave them something, nothing negated, it would be a Chelik of Hashem. The second reason the Beis Yosef is being down from the Avodah Avraham is that idea of Cholak means this part, you get wider and bigger and more. Torah is endless, gets wider and wider. By Goyim, like the idea of Chachma Shenosan, there's a Gvul, they have its Chachma Vezehu. The Torah is endless. The way the Taz, he says over, in the Beis Yosef is a little bit different. He wants to say over, the Yosef over here is, by Yisrael Shecholak, meaning Yidovik Hashem, you're attached to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And therefore, that's the way the Magavram and the Mishnah Berurah of begins down. Chelak Alkai Vidvekim Hashem, boy. We're part of Hashem, or we're connected to Hashem, and that's why we say the Lashon of Shecholak. Now, the question is, Bizmanazeh, when you see the Chachma Yisrael, Lamaisa, do you make this bracha? The main shaila is, what does it mean, a Chacham? Is Chacham someone who's unique and special? That means someone today's generation Pasha will never be like the Goyim. Is that be someone who's a Muflik, a Yachid should be a Chidim, a Moshe, Moshe, Lekam, Kamosha, someone like the Rambam, in between there's no one like him, someone has be Mamish, this is the Spitz. Is that the level over here? No. Kol Dovidor has Iskidolim, who knows Kol Tar Kulo, they pass in the Manigim, and that's the lesson of the Pasha going on. What you see, what you present, we give a brach upon that. That seems to be the machlokes among the Dela Paiskim and the Hanhogim is Banenu. Now, those, as Yosef Oimetz already 400 years ago, he comes along and says, we don't make this bracha. The words of Makar Chaim also, he writes over there, it has to be Dafka Muslim, God of Adar, something special and unique, and that might be stone thing to have. Therefore, we won't make this bracha. Therefore, we're down by the Tayyar Samayim, and the Chesal Lofn, the Yafal Lay, the Manish Chai. The Kavach Chaim is another reason why he says we have Shavuot, the Nosach of the bracha is. We should cholak, we should nosan. We don't know what the bracha is. The Avad Yosef has a tshuva that says, "Who cares? It's not ma'akid the nosuch of the bracha." He points out, "Lemaisa, fine, yeah, this reason or that reason, ma'isa not to make a bracha." Therefore, Yaakov Kamnetsky says, "Lemaisa not to make a bracha." Avad Yosef passing lemaisa not to. They make a tshuva to Sliyezer or Letzion. They make a tshuva when he asks this question. He says, "I'll bring your raya. I never heard anyone make a bracha on the goyin. No one said they made a bracha on the goyin. No one made a bracha on the chasam soifer. No one makes a bracha on the chasnish." These are people who are even pashas. They're very special. Not to make bracha on the Goyim. What now? You can make a bracha on somebody. That's his title. Therefore, today we don't make this bracha. Asad Hasheni, you must possibly disagree. Min Chazalotzer, might say a true Lechalakain, he says, might say you do make a bracha. The Mr. Meltzer, he said, Abad, Hashi, make a bracha. Yechashmuel, the Chaznish, the Stipler, Chaim, the Moshe, Shlomo Zalman, the Yashiv. or Vosner, they can come and say the Maisa to make a bracha. And Father, I have my sheets. It's 15 verse 16. That's a pretty much a machlis ashok, what to go do. Now, fine. The fact that Reb Cheska Roth Maisa, he says, Emek HaTshuva, I never heard anybody Maisa make a bracha upon the Goyin. So I see they're being down. The Issa Solomon's Chaim. The question, he said, the Maisa, the Chayodim brings down Lochla Maisa. So he says, yeah, because he had the Goyin. He saw the Goyin. Avad, no one's going to argue the point of the Goyin. But Avad, you make a bracha. That's not even the Shiloh. That means it sounds like even the parameters of how far David Machlaik is seem to be an argument. How far, what is yes, what is no? Maisa, just to quote over people who hold Maisa that they didn't make a bracha, they can make a bracha. I'll try to put a list together. So the stipler, he paskin, you can make a bracha on the Chavetz Chaim. Ravosna paskin, you can make a bracha on the Rakachover. The disciple again has another place to ask him about the Arsameach, he said 100%. The Mrs. Al-Meltzer says you can make a bracha on the Chazanish. The stipler and the Moshe says you can make a bracha on the Baron Cutler. The stipler says you can make a bracha on the Biskirov. The Chazanish says you can make a bracha on the stipler. The Moshe says you can make a bracha on the Satmar Rebbe. The Moshe says you can make a bracha on the Yaakov Kamnetsky. The Arlesian says you can make a bracha on Shlomo Zalman. Chaim says you can make a bracha on Avshach. Arlesian says you can make a bracha on the Yashiv. Or the Sian said you can make a bracha of Vadi Yosef. The Chaim Knievsky says make a bracha of Baron Leib Steinemann. And Dovah Cohen says when he came to Eretzol, he met Reb Chaim Knievsky, and he might say make a bracha on Reb Chaim Knievsky. So we have lists of Dinel over here that we might have people say names that he can make a bracha upon them. Now, the fact that, first of all,
if it's real, tell me you can make a bracha.
Fine. Make a bracha on Chaim. Now, first of all, there's someone in Yeraya that when sometimes you make a bracha on somebody, yeah, Shem Malchus. Dovah Cohen said, made a bracha, Shem Malchus on Am Chaim. Now, once he brings down, there's someone with a bracha on Am Chaim, Am Chaim answer back, Am Chaim answer back, Omein. Am Chaim answer back, Omein. So the question is that a raya, not a raya? So the Issa Am Chaim, this question, he says that the Chadish once said Omein, but it's no raya because it's a ritual in Hilchos Atilas Dayim. It says a person washes his hands, he thinks he has bread. He does not have bread. It's not a bracha levatola. Therefore, it's no problem. It's not an issue over here. Divo said Reb Chaim that the Chazanish said Yilasei Omei because he thinks it's not bracha levatola. Yilasei Omei to his bracha. Hakam Yehol Avadi can say it. So the fact that Gedolim answer Omei is Nishkein Raya, said Reb Chaim. So yes, Reb Chaim answer Omei, Chazanish answer Omei. There's no right that held the halacha per se. Just my father, interesting story. That the there's the Tribuna Rav, before World War II, he wrote a letter to Chaim Oizer about Shalal at Nigeria Tanaguno. He didn't know how to mata Tanaguno. So Chaim Oizer had on his bezdin, Rasul Gusman, father's Roshiva Rebbe. So on the bezdin, he was then, he's 20 years old. So Chaim Oizer asked Rav Gusman to write a tshuva back. He wrote a tshuva to mata the Saguno. Chaim Oizer was basking to it and sent it to the Tribuna. 30 years later, Rav Gusman meets the Tribuna. Tribuna says, Rav Gusman, that's your name. Do you have a father named Yisrael Gusman? He said, no. You have an uncle named Yisrael Gusman? He said, no. Do you have any sheikhs? He totally said, yeah, that's it's me. She said, well, how old are you then? How old are you now? He said, now I'm 50 years old. She said, I'm 30 years older than you. You wrote the Tshuva then 30 years ago? Are you able to mata Naguna? He got up, Hashem Malchus, and made a bracha upon him. Fine. So, Maisa, we have people that those who made Shem Malchus. Again, what to go do, not to go do. Yesh v'yesh, Machlokes Ashok among the Svarim. What to go do, what not to go do. But if you do, there are certainly people. Okay, I'm not repeating that. Fine. Siv Zayin is negating the Chachmei Umas Ha'olam. Now, over there, we make the bracha of Shachok that we should not say Chachmos to the boss of Adam. Now, what is their chokhmah? Now, Torah, what is their chokhmah? First speaks out the Mishnah Berurah from the Poskim, not mean in their Das Navod Zarat, not mean their theology. That counts zero, not theology. It means design chokhmahs. Now, what's design chokhmahs? Take out the Tirshu. He writes very clearly what design chokhmahs are. He says it's logic, and math, and geography, and medicine, and music, and divinity, and black magic. Those are the seven. Now, when you say these are the seven, the question is, does it mean all seven? One of the seven. That means, for example, let's say there's a person who's the last one is Kishuv. The seven is Kishuv. That's black magic. Now the question it says the Chochmah is the seven, all seven or one of the seven? I mean, let's say, for example, some guy in a wheelchair who knows all the math, who can't really talk, and he's a genius. His name is Stephen Hawkins. Okay, he's still alive. He's dead. Okay, fine. Well, what he was, or someone like that. When you see him, do you make a bracha? I mean, he supposedly he knew everything in math. Not other things. He only knew black magic. So the Birch Zabayis, save him 60, 70 years ago, maybe more, 80 years ago, he comes up and says, Maisitz, one of the seven. Isam Chaim, one of the seven. You see, make this bracha. If you're you know this chachma, you're the bucky in this thing, you make this bracha. Atzad HaSheni, or Sharmigu Maisitz says, the Maisitz don't make this bracha. That'd be all seven. As far as I know, no one knows black magic. Maybe David Copperfield, but he doesn't know the other five, six anyway. But the Maisitz, no one knows black magic over here. Fine, so the Maisitz, you don't make this bracha. But Oid, second point. Even the tzaddik is one of the seven. I never saw anyone make this bracha. So they discuss the shtumach is a tshuva. According to Biskrova, Pili Rambam, if you start to read the Rambam slowly, it sounds like dafka of the guy the ma'ase is shemir the zayim mitzvah bnei noach. Dafka that klal. The ma'ase of Biskrova over here being down, the ma'ase knows that shemir the zayim mitzvahs. Therefore, b'tzal chacham being down, the ma'ase do not make this bracha. It has to be someone shemir the zayim mitzvahs plus they know the zayim chachmas. Not shemir the mitzvahs, even though they know the zayim chachmas, the ma'ase that's not enough. Now let's say they point out, let's say there's a yid, shemir mitzvahs. He said he's not a chachma Torah, but he's a chachma in all other chachmas. Zayin chachmas. Do you make upon him the bracha? Do you make upon a guy? He knows a chachma over here. The sorry is b'tshuva. He wants a time with l'chura. He knows chachma over here. The chachma over this world is coming from Kadosh Baruch Hu. But it's chachma. The ma'aser the bechzabayis, the v'yatziv, Nasha Klein, the taino, that anyone who's a yid does not know Torah is an am oretz comer. It's meaningless. The bob is zero. Don't make a bracha on zero. You know all the chachmas, so what? He's an Amor Oretz Kamer. That's how we look upon him. Don't make a bracha upon him. Stop baiting up him. Next to Einstein, not Shem Torah Mitzvahs anyway. Yeah, but Einstein also, he's an Amor Oretz Kamer. Now, next to you see a king, there's the king is singing Malchai Yisrael, Malchai Umas Olin. So first, we don't have Malchai Yisrael, the bracha would be Baruch Shechol Mikvod the way up. We have maybe a question: do we have Malchut Umas Olam? The bracha be Baruch Shnosim Mekfaydi LeBasav Adam. So first, the Mishpura brings down, Magavur brings down the Advaz. The Advaz says, let's say you have a sultan. Basically, that there's a king who gives over a certain area to a sultan. That he the Meiser says the Mishpura has two klolim. Number one, there's no earl of the Melch atop of him, and number two, he has a koyach to dan or hurt the mishpat. Then he has a gedder of being a melech, he make a bracha upon him. That means he's not the melech, but the king gave him over a rishus, a certain area. He is a sultan of this area. He the maisi make a bracha upon him. Building upon this, come on, they discuss what bizman is there. Number one, they get to any king or baker, the queen of England. You make a bracha upon her. And second, what about the president of America? Whatever you want to say about the president, would you make a bracha upon him or not? Practically. So first, they point out there are four reasons why, yes, to make a bracha upon the melech, upon the first president, of the president. I mean, first, Pashi said off, Don Vahag Mishnah, he killed people. Pashi said off, he can't. So number one, they point out, he can pardon people. He can give life, Aleph. That itself, as a koyach. Second, if he wants, he can declare martial law and go to war. He can technically kill people. He is Be'ekir, the commander-in-chief. He can make up rules and let's say, America leave a country and leave behind thousands of people and blow up things and like no one in the right mind will do. But they can't do that. A lot of people can die and have no seichel what they're doing and have just a little airport and just leave all their equipment around, trillions of dollars. No one will do that. But they can. They can't kill. Right? It has the koyach over here. The judge, he decided. He was judge, jury, an idiot at the same time. Well, I meant king killed. He has a right to decide things. That's a judgment. The judgment call, should we do martial law? Judgment call, should we pull out of Afghanistan? It's a judgment call. What's judging? Right now he's saying very clear, it's worth it to give up lives not to go back. He says, yes, he's being very clear. People will die. That's a side effect. Okay. Sending people to these places, he knows people will die. The question is how many? No. Another point is that if you have to realize that the fact that there's a president, who is the most powerful country in this world? U.S. of A., whether you like it or not. He is the leader of the most powerful country. That means, what represents in this world the idea of Malchus? As a president of the United States. The G7 can say what they want, but that's what represents it over here. And we're giving the bracha over here, why to do you mark the chiluk between the Melech of Goyim versus the Schus can have in the Bez Hashem, the of the Schar Mitzvahs. This is what he represents power. He is it. Whether you like him or not, whether he does make sense or not, he represents it. You're not going to make a bracha on that. The Oy, they say even more, the whole side of the Mishnah Berurah, you have to realize slowly, he's saying, when there is a king, and he points somebody second underneath him, what's his rule if he has no one on top of him and he can judge and kill? That's a second person. But the Mishnah is not discussing when he's the first person. He is it. That, if he's a melech, he's a melech. Whether he kills or doesn't kill. That means when the second person, he's not it, this is the klal. He is the koyach of the world. He's the most powerful person in the world. I cannot make a bracha upon it. For this reason, it's brought down when Chazalaza has a shul and said, "Maisa, you make a bracha." A Paschal Nahani says, "Vada President of the United States, you make a bracha." Toys Chaim, Mishal, Nishal, Bissel, Bachochlam, Nasher Kleiner, Vada Yosef, Bissel, Belsky says, "You see the President, Maisa, you make a bracha. Maisa, make a bracha." Did Bennett make a bracha? If you keep Shabbos, maybe. Atzad Hasheni, those who want Taino, Fakert. I don't know what Bennett did. I don't say Bennett, Aki, Uzeh, I don't say women, I don't say Bennett. Or Biden. Those are three things I don't understand. Tzad Hasheni, the Maisa, you can argue the point, first of all, he can kill. You can declare martial law, the Maisa, he's not going to, knows he'll have to do it. That's Yesh Lon about that. But more so, I think, is that Be'etzem, where the United States of America, the Constitution says, we the people, by the people, for the people. It's a democracy. That means, in essence, he's not a king. He just is representing us. He is for us. If we don't like him, we can impeach him, or we can try to impeach him. But the Maaseh, he is for us over here. Therefore, he's a shliach for us. And more so, they point out, third point is, he's gone after a couple of years. Trump right now is nothing. Me and Melch, it's gone. Alamai, he just represents it. Then we switch power against somebody else. The most is 8 years, but nothing more than that. That's a melech. A melech is 4 years and gone. 8 years and gone, that's it, he finished. That's a melech. That's nothing. He's for the people, by the people. Depends on the whims of the people over here. That's not a melech. The Yifat Tzad Hasheni, the Debetzino, the Mishlam Ezaman, the Liyazan, the Yashiv, the Sharmig, the Shtumach, the Nemetz, the Maisa, not to make a bracha. So among the swarms is Shaila. Mahalik the Shokh among the place came out exactly to make a bracha. Usually the clown in this case is some works local, Lishem and Malchus. Let's negate the case of the president. Negate the case of a queen is an interesting shayla. Why should it be different? So first they get about in general, can you look at a queen? It's tachlis. An isha over here. I'd like a look over here. So first of all, the question to get, can an isha look at a queen and make the bracha? Number two, even if a man, they bring down the Gemara of Sheshis, the fact that he's blind, he heard the sound of the glory of the stillness and then the rash. I mean, you don't have to really see, you just have to feel the awe and the presence over here. Make the bracha. The other being down, the Debatina says, we is enough, don't need to stop, you have to steer and take him. Real mice is enough. See far away, don't really see, that mice itself is enough. So Pashas, Mitzal, the Ishabai, the mice, he can't make a bracha. The just question is, the queen today, can she judge and kill? Is she in this category over here? Is he nichol in the category of siftes that Mitzvah l'shtadlu go see over here? So again, so first of all, number one, they point out, come on, every sefer says you do make a bracha. Number one is when you see the queen, Maisa, there is the grand and the pomp and the glory, because there is the guards and the changing of the guards, and they don't smile, and there's all the uniforms over here, and the palaces, and this represents Malchus, not just. That when they see a president of the United States, look at them, you don't see it. The pomp and the glory and the grand is there. That's number one. It's not like a democracy. It's Yerusha forever and always. It's stuck. It's always there. So first of all, they want Taina. It's Lo'ilam. And the pomp and the grand and the glory, and you see it. That she goes out, the queen, the whole Tarum and the whole entourage. It's not like the king. It's not like the president. There's an entourage there of Kovel Malchus. The entourage of Malchus. It might be a show, but it shows the what it comes to say to make the bracha to compare what shows over here as kamakam the scham mitzvahs, but it's a show.
Yeah.
That show making the bracha as kamakam the Rashi the scham people are doing mitzvahs.
Yeah, a little bit of presence.
One more point is, they tell me that the Rosh Yeshiva of Gezer or of Rakov, that's Rosh Yeshiva of Gezer, of Rakov, that's how?
The Rav.
Period, fine. Maise, he wanted to argue against Eliashiv saying not to make a bracha. Until he found out that under the England's jurisdiction, the certain islands, that legally she has a right to kill people. And she has a right to give life to people. She might not do it, might not be politically correct, but technically there are certain islands under her jurisdiction that she can say, hang them. And therefore, the Rav Gates at Paskin, when he found that out, Maisi make a bracha. Make a bracha. And therefore, of Gorowitz, and of Shagar Meyer, and of Yashiv, and of Scheinberg, and of Shtobach, the Maisi, they all Paskin, the Maisi, we do make a bracha upon the Queen. It's come down the gear to the Queen, the Maisi, the Ilm does. The gear to the President of the United States, the Maisi, the Ilm does not. Now, let's say that the person who takes Koyach. Oh, we'll get with that. Now, they do point out that let's say a person took control by Koyach, by might. The Jew was discussing when in Egypt Sadat took power over there. So the Issa Stipler and Ethan Scheinberg, Maisi, you see Sadat, you make a bracha. They kind of know that the fact that he took something to might, that's not a melech. That's not a ruler. Might is right, Genghis Khan. Doesn't mean that you're really a melech over here. Just means you're scaring people to be under your jurisdiction. That's not Malthus. That's not Malthus, don't make a bracha upon that. Now, when you see a king or president or someone like that, what does it mean seeing? Let's say you see it on the screen. Meaning, as Diane Weiss and Sam Chochma ended up at Sina and Vadi Sef all have a tshuva about seeing on the screen what they call television. And they all solve the tshuva the same way. Television is usur. Fine. Now, to go weiter, television usur, but let's say you see it on the screen. What's halacha? They say, Lamaisa, even though you see it, you don't sense it, don't feel it, there's no agasha to it. Elam says very simple. You can see the Alps on the screen, but people tell me they go see the Alps. It's ain't a daima. I know. I see the Grand Canyon. I've been to the Grand Canyon. Ain't a daima. You go to Niagara Falls. You know, you can see on the video. You go see it. You're blown away. Why are you blown away? So the fact is, when you want to see grandeur glory, it's not through a screen. You have to mamish me there. You have to mamish me there. You think we won't make a bracha? You see something on a video. Now, this idea of mitzvah to run after somebody in Siftes to see a king or president, they point out in the get, it really depends upon the sugya of bracha. If you make a bracha upon the queen, it says, B'tzav Chochma and Avosnar, the Maisi should run after to try to see the queen. Sure, if you can, you should. That means, I remember, I think 3 years ago, when Trump came, and he came to the coastal over here, the big Shiloh, you want to go see the Nazi or not, the Trump or not. Why? It's not a bracha, Sabach Lachal. It's not a mitzvah. It says the Meral Diskin, it's a mitzvah say mamish. If it wasn't a mitzvah say mamish, go do it. So it's a sophic. Let's be machman, go see him without saying the bracha, without Shema Malchus. Interesting Shiloh, maybe you should. Sif Yud and Sif Yud Aleph is a loch when you see the Bote Yisol or Bote Akum, either number one by the case of Yeshuvan or number two by Chubanum. So Mishmur is very clear, Machlokes Yishonim Rashi in the Rif, what exactly that means. Rashi understands it means Dashir means Bizman Abayis. Shall be dafka bezman abayis even bezman azeh. The Rif says it means batik nesias that must fall inside. Therefore, sign the gate to sefiu and the gate to the case of Yisrael. Sign the gate to beis hakum. Maaseh b'shmur ends off. Sounds like it's called the prima godim. Since it's not clear to go like Rashi or the Rif, it's a shaylo. Therefore, in general, maaseh we should not make the bracha l'shem of malchus because usually we'll never have both together. We won't see a building that's the base that's misbal and the makom hashirim. There was a shiloh. Some box local. Therefore, would not make a bracha with the shame of malchus. Shmuel put that way. Ends off. What? A place where Osher, according to Rashi, Osher lived b'shal b'sheket, and that palace ended up being destroyed. Is not there anymore. That's what Rashi learned. Now again, we don't make this bracha because maybe it's not Rashi, maybe it's a riff. The last two gears, you see. Basic forest. The Gemara is very clear. After Lechas, you make a bracha. Bracha to Hashem, Ken Malach Olam, Asher Yotzei Eschem B'Din, Vazon Eschem B'Din, Kultum Eschem B'Din, V'Chulu. Now, if you go to the Basic forest, you go to Har Menuchos, you go to Har Zeisim, they usually their pillars before you go inside. You look at the pillars, the pasuk is there. Not pasuk, this bracha is there on the pillars. We pasuk, we say that this bracha. Very clear. We might as well make this bracha. Now, when a person makes this bracha, it's usually what happens. You go to Hamruchus, you see it, you make the bracha, and you walk inside. Very simple. The question is, let's say you see it from a distance. That means, for example, you're taking the three bus to the Kaisel. And you see, Arzaisim. My brother, when he lived in Shulzen 6 in Arnof, he had a beautiful view of Harmanuchas. Wonderful view. I'm on the other side of the mountain, I see the forest, he sees Harmanuchas. When you have a view of the Harmanuchas, the Maestri make a bracha. So, first, Avadi for 30 days, you know. Let's say you just moved in, or I go to visit my brothers after 30 days, I make a bracha. We see something from a distance. The Sharchuv on the page brings down the Shalom from the Chidol. Machlaikis. What to go do? You see, Maisi make a bracha. Sabachachma, Bliashim, Maisi Paskin, Reb Chaim, you see over here. Atzad Hasheni, the Gesher Chaim, so the Maisi thinks not the way, what's time the Yishalm is lost is, now when you see a basic forest, when you're over and you pass through the basic forest, or the Chol Pachin, the Nal Amos, the basic forest, but seeing it, the Maisi is not enough. Live in the Debatino, and if Shubach has a Shubin Chelikim, it says to be Machmer. And very clearly, it says to be Machmer, you have to be Machmer both ways. Meaning, number one, when I see from a distance, Harmanuchas, not to make a bracha. Number two, let's say today I go to my babi, her yard said today, and I go to Harmanuchas today. Since I saw from a distance, maybe I should have made a bracha, and I did not. When I go now, I also cannot make a bracha. Because the story over here, being not making bracha is why, Asabos lahokal, Sheva taisa odif. Maybe I should have. So it says our stomach to be machma both ways. One is the ma'aseh not to make a bracha, I see from a distance. And number two, even if I go now, not to make a bracha, even though I go inside, maybe I should make a bracha when I saw from a distance. That seems to be that hunger why a lot of people not make the bracha, but otherwise, that's, we should make a bracha.
What's the shiur of how they
make the bracha? Well, so, we'll get to that. But first, Mishmur says, the halacha is when you see one caver, the ma'aseh, we don't make a bracha. They point out, let's say you go on the trips to Europe, you go to these mask forum, that's not enough to get in one caver, the ma'aseh, then you do make the bracha. You make this bracha, but it's very clear. They do discuss also, let's say you go to Sanhedria, Mucheved, you walk through Sanhedria. Sanhedria is called that because there's a park over there called Sanhedria, where supposedly Sanhedria is buried, and the marks over there that there's a Pesach forest over there, Neget to Kahanim, where they tell me in Kiryat Sefer, there are different parks there with a mark off. It says these are Kfarim. Things that have Tsiyunim that are parks. When you pass by, let's say I've not been to Sanhedria for 30 days, I walk into the park, I see this, the marks over there. I see that it says over here, this is where the Sanhedrin are buried. They make the bracha. Beis El Biashiv says, Mice is a basic forest. On the Tzad and Nemel Mice, why not make a bracha? So there'll be a couple of reasons why not. One of the Chodeshani Tain is, the whole idea of a basic forest, you have that Gosha basic forest. They're using it as a park. No one has a sensitivity with a Gosha, this is a basic forest. Just the fact there's a sign there, if it can't stay away. Otherwise, there's no Gosha basic forest, Aleph. Void of Rostrum brings down that the whole idea of a basic forest is that for people being buried now. He says, I'll bring your ayah. No one goes to the cave of Shimon ben Yochai and makes a bracha. Why not? Basic forest. That'd be something that is right now a basic forest. Not that it was a basic forest, it is right now a basic forest. And therefore, we not make a bracha upon this. Therefore, these parks, whether it's Kiryat Sefer or in Sanhedrin the Maisel, Rabbi Yashar says yes to Rostrum, and the Chodesh says the Maisel not to make a bracha.
In Europe as well.
What?
In Europe. Trips.
Yeah, correct. I mean, that will come out according to this reason, it will be the same thing. Now, when a person usually, they go into Levaya, and they come to Beis HaKfaris, for some odd reason, a lot of people do not make the bracha. The question is there a reason why not to? And that's in that two types of people. The person who is the Einin, the curve, and then there's those who are being Malavo, Itzikim Mitzvah. So divide the two into two different groups. First, Mitzad, those who are in Oinim. Says the Eish L'Avram over here, the Pachacho. And the Oinim is part of your mitzvahs. So he comes, he doesn't make a bracha. After the Stimus HaGoyl, he already saw within 30 days. You're still in the basic course, never left. It's a Chiddush. The Maisa, you're part in the beginning. Don't make a bracha afterwards. Never the Kesher Chaim, Kav Chaim, others bring down this halacha. Oinim the Maisa not to make a bracha. Shulbazan points out that Maisa is a massive Kiddush. He does write, Sforish, but let's analyze it. Afterwards, he did not leave this man, is still now, when he's in the place, he still make the bracha. He said, the Maisa, that's a minik. Atala Shani, the Isil, the Ashim, the Chodesh, he says, well, how do you defend the minik? What's the steam of Sakil? The Maisa make the bracha. This man is still now. So, I see the Maisa, the Oinim, does not make a case of Oinim. Shalom, why that's so? Make the book dynamis, yeah, but they don't want to say that potter, once they walk in there, potter, then therefore when they walk out there, also to be potter. Oh, that's Samazan. That's maybe that's the bracha, do the Oitzikin. Maybe that's the Zman. Maybe that, I'm not sure. The second, the people will be Malavo, the first, those will be Malavo, usually they get there before the wedding round, they go to Beit Shemesh, you're right around. Oh, how do you make the bracha? You're right there, you should make the bracha. The only shadow of those will be Oitzik in the mitzvah. So they want to again the Ishla, but we'll hear the Muchachi wants to tie that you're Oitzik in the mitzvah, might see a potter. The shadow they have a problem with that is, first of all, the lock in the gate to Oitzik in the mitzvah, you can do both, to go do both. And most times, not even Chuyip, you have a right to go do both, you should go do both. Void, most times you're not being Oitzik in the mitzvah, you're just waiting around. Maisi should best to make the bracha. Void, the whole box is way out, also make the bracha. And over here, the numerous Paiskim say to Maisi, yes, you should make the bracha, at least on the way out. The Maisi is still there. I mean, even like when Einin, they try to defend the Minig, but Sedem Shalom Mazalman, that's the gate of Einin, he switched them by, somebody be Malavo, allowed to make the bracha, Kintar Baloch, Kintar Shani, Haim Kineski, the Maisi, they should make a bracha. Now, a person, when he sees a Besak Foros, within 30 days, last several years, in the Maisi, we did not make a bracha. Let's say you see a different Besak Foros. That means my brother's view from his apartment is Har Menuchos, and he goes sees Har Ezeisim. When you're seeing a different basic forest, what's the loch in that case? So Mishmur Sikon Yudzayin seems to mention this point over here. The question is, Maisa had a go paskin. Also, Shalom on this forum. Numus Paiskin Paskin, Maisa, it's a different basic forest, like a different melech over here. Like a different coat you got, or anything you got different, over here you make a bracha. You also make a bracha. The Archa Shulchan goes this way, Shalom Zaman Shtobach. I tell Hashem, the grass says, no. Maisa, you saw a basic forest, you had that gosh over here, you made the bracha over here. There with Makkah Gavarim and Chaim Lo Pasuk Ma'is, not to make a bracha. So this again a Shigal Das question: how far it takes the side of 30 days is in the gate of the basic course or not? The interesting enough, community Sabachom he has a shuvah when a person usually goes on a trip, they go kvaras hopping, right? They go around to the basic course over here. Do they make a bracha on every single basic forest? He said the correct hanoga is you know if you go to different basic forest, make a bracha in the morning on all the basic course. That's the correct thing to go do. Thank you, Malchus. My colleagues here. That's the Maisa works. Not the Chalagetim have six. So Maisa, that's the correct logo. By Benjamin, on Wednesday, we'll do a lot of Simon Reish Chafei, the Simon on Shulchan Aruch. On Shechianu. Shir sounds like that when you're still in the basic chorus. You didn't leave it yet. No, they have 30 days. That's the logo. No, that's you still there. It's all one thing. It's all one.
Let's say it's on the way while I was driving.
No, I think on the way going there's one thing. I mean, if you, I think if you go to be boss and go by Har Zeisim and then you go to the place on the way out, that'd be a problem. You did something else. But if you on the way there, that's all the old Isaac in the basic chorus.